right, shortest intro ever. There's a reason for it, because we've got a long album to play today. Hello, everybody. Time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD in Garden City. I'm Tom Ryan. With me, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan, doing this for ages now. Covering albums, as we have been. The top 500 of the top 40, or the alternative top 40, that sort of thing. Today, we've got a top 500 album, or I should say a top 40 album. It's number 267 in our list of the top 500 of the top 40. Released in November of 1976, peaked at number 13. It's a Joni Mitchell album entitled Hejira. And that's how I'm going to pronounce it anyway. I'm not really quite sure, but we'll say Hejira.
It's Arabic, actually, and Hejira or Hejira is correct.
All right, then. Good. Now, around 1976, like, music critics, the rock critics and all of those guys, were still trying to hold on to the folky genre when referring to Joni Mitchell. But with Hejira, she completely abandoned her old style of writing and performing. She was already hinting and going this direction, but this album more or less peaked it. She put together a first-rate band of jazz musicians and wrote complex songs that challenged her fan base. At first, this affected sales, but time eventually revealed the album to be some of her best work. A major ingredient to the change was bassist Jaco Pastorius, who played a fretless bass that provided a very distinctive sound, miles away from the standard rudimentary rhythm patterns that provided the backbone in virtually all popular rock and roll music. Now, thematically, the album songs convey a lot of traveling and escapism, and those themes provide the album title. Hejira is a play, as Heidi said, on an Arabic word that can be defined as, quote, a journey to escape a dangerous situation, unquote. At the time, when she was writing songs for this album, Mitchell was traveling the country, often solo, after breaking up with her then partner and drummer, John Guerin, looking for a way to start again without suffering the gravitas that usually occurs after a separation. Many of the songs specifically refer to her desire to escape. Amelia refers to Amelia Earhart, the pilot who disappeared over the Pacific Ocean. Mitchell seeing her as a metaphor to her own sense of loss and aloneness. Well, the album's title song, Hejira, is a blow-by-blow account of a tour with Guerin and band that was canceled midway due to the increasing tension between the couple. As usual, Mitchell is extraordinarily open and vividly conveys her personal life and state of mind in song on Hejira. But here, the songs carry the weight of loss, but also the lightness of freedom. So, the first track is the one that got a tremendous amount of airplay, still does. It's called Coyote. It's a song basically about a one-night stand with some sort of a ladies' man. It's been rumored that it was a song written about the playwright and actor Sam Shepard at the time. Here's Joni Mitchell and Coyote.
No regrets, Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my real to real. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. I still feel so alone and still feel related, like stations in some relay. You're not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Thank you. so plump and lead me on that way. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes. And those same eyes just like yours, under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, coyote, I just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled legs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. This flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines.
That's the hit that sets things up. But from here, it gets a little dark and personal. The song Amelia, as I mentioned, uses Amelia Earhart as a theme. But Joni Mitchell was driving around the country solo. She didn't even have a driver's license when she was doing this. She said she would rely on truckers coming toward her. If they would flash their lights, that would mean that there would be a cop ahead. So she would try to be sure that she wouldn't get any attention from the cops while she was driving around. And she spent some time in the desert, and this song is about all of that, and even some of the words that John Guerin had said to her, like saying, please, keep away from me. I don't think it's healthy for us. It's all there in the lyrics. It's called Amelia.
I was driving across the burning desert when I spotted six jet planes, leaving six white vapor trails across the bleak terrain. It was the hexagram of the heavens. It was the strings of my guitar. Amelia, it was just a false alarm. Thank you. descending on beautiful, foolish arms. Amelia, it was just a false alarm. Just a false alarm.
Actually get to save some time if I talk over the fade at the end of the song. That was Amelia, of course, setting up Joni's travel across the country, trying to get over her own breakup. The next track brings her to Memphis, Beale Street in particular. It refers to Furry Lewis, and I mentioned of W.C. Yohandy. She had met Furry Lewis there at a time when the actual Memphis, as it then existed, was being torn to pieces and being rebuilt. And she was recalling that in this song. You'll hear it in the lyrics. By the way, when she released the song, Ferry Sings the Blues, Ferry complained about it. He wasn't happy that she was using his name. But here's Ferry Sings the Blues.
The tailor and the shine boy's gone, faded out with ragtime blues. Handy's cast in bronze and he's standing in a little park with his trumpet in his hand, like he's listening back to the good old bands and the click of high-heeled shoes. Old Furry sings the blues, propped up in his bed with his dentures and his leg removed. And Jenny's there for her kindness and Furry's beer. She's the old man's angel overseer. Pawn shops glitter like gold tooth caps. In the gray decay, they chew the last few dollars off old Beale Street's carcass. Carrion and mercy, blue and silver
mostly muttering now. And sideshows spiel. But there was one song he played I could really feel. Furry's got no buddy. Oh, furry's got no. There's a double bill murder at the New Daisy. The old girl's silent across the street. She's silent, waiting for the wreckers beat. Staring at her stolen name. Diamond boys and satin dolls. Bourbon laughter. Ghost history falls to parking lots and shopping malls. As they tear down old Beale Street, old furry sings the blues. He points a bony finger at you and says, I don't like. Everybody laughs as if it's the old man's standard joke. But it's true, we're only welcome for our drink and smoke. W.C. Handy, I'm rich and I'm famed. And I'm not familiar with what you played, but I get such strong impressions of your heyday. Looking up and down Old Beale Street. Ghosts of the dark town society come right out of the bricks at me. Like it's a Saturday night, they're in their finery, dancing it up and making deals. Furry sings the blues. Should I expect that old guy to give it to me true? Fall into hard luck and time and other thieves while our limo is shining on his shanty street. Old Furry sings the blues.
It's a beautiful song. Furry sings the blues. I hope you listen to the words because it's a Joni Mitchell album. It's kind of important to hear what she's saying in a lot of these songs. Now, while she was traveling cross country from Los Angeles to Maine, literally taking that entire trip across the country, she had met up with two men who joined her for a portion of her travels. And one of them was a flight attendant who still lived with his parents. And she was taken with him and also kind of perturbed by him. But she ended up having an affair with him during the travel. And she wrote a song about him. It's called A Strange Boy.
And having on a yellow skateboard through midday sidewalk traffic. Just when I think he's foolish and childish, and I want him to be manly, I catch my fool and my child needing love and understanding. What a strange, strange boy. He still lives with his family. Even the war and the Navy couldn't bring him to maturity. He keeps referring back to school days and clinging to his child, fidgeting and bullied. His crazy wisdom holding something wild. He asked me to be patient. said, give me one good reason why. What a strange, strange boy. He sees the cars as sets of waves, sequences of mass and space. See how that feeling comes and goes, like the pull of moon on tides. Now I am surprising, now parched rips of sand at his side. What a strange, strange boy.
Strange Boy, another encounter of her time crossing America. And what this entire album is, essentially, is a travelogue of her trying to shake off the pain of a breakup with John Garin. And this next track is the title track, Hejira. Like I said in the beginning, it's a title that means a dangerous journey. And here she'll pretty much says that this is her living as a defector from the petty wars, you know, the fights that go on between couples, and trying to see if she can maybe find a place for herself. And she sounds lost on this song. It's kind of sad. Here's Hejira.
Ballroom girl,
stick to some straighter line. Now here's a man and a woman sitting on a rock. They're either gonna thaw or freeze. This strains of Benny Goodman coming through the snow and the pine wood trees. I'm porous with travel fever, but you know I'm so glad to be on my own. Still somehow the slightest touch of a stranger can set up trembling in my bones. I know no one's gonna show me everything. We all come and go unknown, each so deep and superficial. Between the forceps and the stone, for my immortality. In the church they light the candles, and the wax rolls down like tears. There is the hope and the hopelessness I've witnessed 30 years. We're only particles of change, sun. But how can I have that point of view when I'm always bound and tied to someone? White flags of winter chimneys, gray truce against the moon. In the mirrors of a modern bay,
to WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City, New York. Of course, the show is American at Radio, and we are covering the album Hegira by Joni Mitchell. And we're just up to side two now, and I'm going to try to get this whole thing in, although it's going to be really hard. The next track is entitled Song for Sharon. Sharon is based on a childhood friend who said that when she was younger she wanted to be a singer, but she ended up marrying a farmer. And Mitchell thought that was funny because she always wanted to be a farmer's wife but ended up becoming a singer-songwriter. So this is a song about them basically, is it worth it to give up your life to another person? Or is she even capable of that? That's where she's trying to come face-to-face with it on this song called Song for Sharon.
Yeah.
the girders of the Manhattan skyline. Shine your light on me, Miss Liberty, because as soon as this ferry boat docks, I'm headed to the church to play bingo. Fleece me with a gambler's flock. Street. I wanted to see her as a kind of joke, and she lit a candle for my love lock, and $18 went up in smoke. Love's a repetitious danger. You think I'd be accustomed to? Well, I do accept the changes, at least better than I used to do.
a farm. I got the apple of temptation and a diamond snake around my arm. But you still have your music.
The last lyric there. Now, the next song, I just want to mention this right before we go to the end, is called Blue Motel Room. This is the first song written on the album. So this is written before she broke up with John Garin, but it was after they had had an argument, and she's talking about trying to make up, and she's trying to tell, like, oh, just tell those girls that you have measles or germs, you know, to keep them away from, you know, don't wait for me to come back. It didn't work out that way. So that's Blue Motel Room, and then back to her trip across country. We end with Refuge of the Roads. Hope you had some insight into this, and I hope you enjoyed the album. And join us next Wednesday as well at 5 o'clock. See you then.
I've got a blue motel room inside my head.
Will you still love me when I call you up when I'm down? Here in Savannah, it's pouring rain. Palm trees in the porch light like slick like cellophane. Will you still love me when I call you? You've got German measles. Honey, tell him you got germs. I hope you'll be thinking of me because I'll be thinking of you.
Thank you.
I was holding back from crying. He saw my complications and he mirrored me back simplified. And we laughed how our perfection would always be denied.
Witness.